Blog Talk Radio.
It's an expense.
of course, you know, I know firsthand because I'm a single mother myself, and my daughter's getting ready to graduate in another month or so. So, you know, I had to, you know, make things stretch a ways. And, you know, going to different stores to find different bargains is a good thing. So I know the store, Kids to Kids, is going to be a good help, a big help to a lot of single mothers and just, you know, any type of parent to buy clothes for their children.
Well, I want you to help me introduce this lady, LaMonique Collins, and she's the owner of Kid to Kid, which is located in Snellville. If you don't mind, let me bring on Ms. Collins. Ms. Collins?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Thanks for having me on today.
Well, you're welcome. And Mama say it's okay. How'd you like that little song right there?
That was great. I just want to say thank you to you and Miss Bailey for kind of putting Kid to Kid on the spotlight, and I just appreciate your help with everything. And we're looking to do big things in Snellville here in Kid to Kid, and I just want to say thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Well, what I want to do first off is I want you to kind of just let people know, and this is one of the greatest marketing ploys, is to have a talk show and an article. Not many retailers or merchants have articles written about them by a national news editor or have the ability to be on a national talk show like you are right now. The show picks up and it goes viral immediately and it continues to grow. But what we want to know a little bit about is tell us a little about yourself and your passion that you know, decided to start a retail store for kids.
Absolutely. Well, first off, you know, I love kids. Always have loved kids. I'm from Massachusetts. We'll start from there. I'm from Massachusetts. I went to school in New York. Moved to Georgia in 2002. I worked for Target for about 8, going on 9 years. So I was in a big box retailer for quite some time. I had kids later on in life, so I was kind of a late bloomer and had kids a couple years ago. So I have a 2.5-year-old and an 18-month. And when I started looking for kids' items and equipment and clothes, I realized how expensive items were, and I started looking at different consignment sales and shops, and I stumbled upon Kid to Kid in Duluth, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the concept. It's a great way to bring items that your kids outgrow and to sell them and to get more items for your kids to outgrow, but also to be able to help the community and help those that, you know, can't make it to the department stores and spend a whole lot of money on kid stuff since they do grow so fast. This way you're able to kind of recycle and kind of out with the old, in with the new. So that's kind of what led me to Kid to Kid. I came up with a plan. I worked in the retail industry for, like I said, about 9 years. And if I said if I could do it for Target, I could do it for myself. Did my research on Kid to Kid and on the resale world and saw that it was booming and thought that it was a great industry to get into and just kind of fell in love with it. Love Kid to Kid. I love kids. I love Snellville. I love the moms that come and shop Kid to Kid, and I just think it's a great concept.
And so, Trisha was asking me before we started the show, why Kid to Kid instead of Goodwill or starting your own retail gig?
Well, the name Kid to Kid is well known here in Georgia. Kid to Kid has over 100 stores throughout the U.S. as well as in Canada and in Portugal. And when you walk into a Kid to Kid store, it's just very inviting. It's very welcoming. I love the atmosphere. You got the bright colors, smells good. You got friendly employees, great customer service. The franchise is very supportive as to what you're doing, and they're always willing to help and give a helping hand. So it reminds me a lot of Target. You know, you walk into a Target store, it's bright, it's clean, it's inviting, and that's why I kind of fell in love with Kid to Kid.
Okay. Well, I know, and then I'm going to ask you, why Snellville? Now, we have I was trying to get the councilman, David Manuel, to come on, and he might pop up here in a minute to chime in. Why Snellville?
Snellville reminds me a lot of home. It reminds me of where I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts. I love the small town community, the tight-knit community. I love how everybody supports each other. It just feels like home. When I first opened the Kid to Kid, I wanted to be the neighborhood Kid to Kid, you know, where everybody knows the name, when everybody comes in, whether they're selling to us or shopping with us, that we know their name, we know their kid's name, we know what school they go to. So, you know, have that community feel, because that's what Snellville is all about. You know, everybody helps each other out. The businesses help each other out. The city of Snellville, I think, it's just a great place to be, that hometown community. And I think it's just a great spot. It's just a great location.
Tricia, would you concur?
Yes, I would. Definitely.
We're waiting on Dave Emanuel, but now, Tricia, you've been to, obviously, Snellville Day, which is coming up. I have to find out the days. I believe it's going to be two, and they're going to be at Briscoe Park. No parade, but it's going to be a lot of vendors and everything. But Tricia, she was in the parades before. She's worked with, Kelly McAloom. She's having, health situation with the family. So is, Ms. Collins. So she's, graciously took her time to be on the show. But can you tell Ms. Collins about some of the events that Snellville has for the merchants and how they can, become vendors at some of these festivals that are going on continuously throughout the spring and summer and fall?
Yes, Paul, thank you. They have a lot of events that are going on throughout the summer. I know I like the ones, the concerts they usually have. That's always fun. Oh, I like the one they have on the beach. They bring the sand in. You remember that one, Tom? They bring out the sand in and have for the kids. I think it's Beach Day in Snellville. I like that. And I like the safety, of course. I like the safety events too. Safety Day, when they bring in the fire trucks, they bring in the, police department's there, and they have everything concerning safety. Of course, I advocate for no texting and driving. But Snellville is a good place just to be able to network with other people. Like I say, it's a very close-knit community, and, you just have a lot of fun with people. They take care of business, but they also have a lot of fun.
Well, now, Tricia, and Ms. Collins, like I promised you, and this is one of the baddest men in Snellville. Tricia, I want you, if you don't mind, introduce Dave Emanuel.
Dave Emanuel, yes. Dave Emanuel is a representative. He's a very hardworking man. He gets the job done in Snellville, and I think they're very proud to have him there. He's, I've known him for a couple years now, and he'd be nothing but a good friend to me, and also I'm glad that having the Snellville has him. But without further ado, he is Mr. Dave Emanuel.
Mr. Emanuel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here. How's everybody doing today?
Well, I'm outstanding.
Good.
Yeah, you're like a farmer. You're outstanding in your field.
There you go. ladies and gentlemen, this right here is not only, one of the heads of the city council, but he's a community leader. He works real, passionately with all ages, all different organizations and merchants and businesses in Snellville. But, Dave, I know you're extremely busy, and I would just want you to say welcome to Mrs. Collins and Kid to Kid to Snellville.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here, Mrs. Collins, and we're always glad to have new businesses come to our city, and especially ones that try to help people. And that's kind of an earmark of Snellville, is we just have a lot of really good people. We have a lot of volunteers who give up their time and work pretty hard just to make things better for people in the city. So I think you've come to the right place.
And, Dave, can you give us a date on Snellville Day, if you can?
Snellville Days this year, it's usually the first weekend in May, but this year, and I don't know why, it's a little bit earlier. It's actually April 30th and May 1st. And everything takes place at Briscoe Park, and we have a variety of vendors there. We have a lot of entertainment, and I think if you go on the STAT website, that's SnellvilleTourism.com, I believe. STAT stands for the Snellville Tourism and Trade Association. But if you go on their website, sooner or later, I'm not sure how far in advance, they'll put up the schedule of when the entertainment is going to be on stage and in various locations throughout Briscoe Park. And it's really a good way to learn about the community. There's a lot of public people out there trying to answer questions and address concerns of the citizens. The city will have a display out there, as will the police department and a group called SNAP, which is the Snellville Neighborhood Alert Program. So it's a good way to see a lot of good things, partake of a lot of good food, and get information about your community.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. Do you want, Mrs. Collins, do you want to say hello to one of the baddest men in Snellville?
Yes, of course. Hello, Mr. David. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today to join us and to support
my pleasure.
Kid to Kid. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Kid to Kid will be open as of May 7th for one full year, so that our anniversary is on May 7th. And so I just really appreciate you taking the time to support us, and maybe we can get you to come out and take a look at the store and meet all our friendly faces here at Kid to Kid and show your support. But we definitely love being right smack in the middle of Snellville. We couldn't have asked for a better place and a better support system. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And Tom knows how to get in touch with me. And if I can do anything for you before we meet, just feel free to give me a call anytime. I have my cell phone number listed on the city website, and I can give it to you now if you like.
But go ahead.
And
yeah,
I always encourage people if you got a
– okay,
I need you to hold
yeah,
your ears, Tom.
Great.
It's 770-262-2115.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I will definitely save that number in my phone as David the Man, as Tom says.
Well, now let me tell you something. If your pocketbook's big enough, he will do Billie Jean on stage. Well,
yeah.
Hello.
I'll do anything I have to do to get a donation for the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op. How's that?
Oh.
And awesome.
Now here is something else. What I was talking to Mrs. Collins about, because now Dave, can you just talk briefly about, you know, because this is something. You know, she's looking after the children, the family, mm-hmm. you know, on a tight budget and whatnot. Dave, can you say a little something about? Give Hunger the Boot, and perhaps maybe to have a bin located.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
At her site.
We started Give Hunger the Boot about 4 years ago, and it came out of just kind of a chance ride down Highway 78. It was a cold March morning, and I saw people standing in line outside a building, didn't know what it was all about, found out that they were standing in line to get food, and they were at the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op. And I just got thinking that nobody should have to do that, and found out later what the co-op did and the fact that they were always in need of more food for people. So we started Give Hunger the Boot as an awareness and publication of the need program. So what we've done is, over the years, we've had a number of different programs specifically designed to raise both food and financial donations. And then I tell people all the time, for a lot of folks in this area, not having enough food is a 24/7, 365 situation. And the thing I really like about the co-op is that they're not building a dependency lifestyle. They're providing people a bridge from being dependent to being independent. And they work with the people, try to do what they can to help them find new jobs if they're unemployed or address whatever problems they're having that, that make them clients of the co-op. And they just do an outstanding job. So whatever we can do to help them, we're always looking for new people to put either donation boxes for food or financial donations. We have a few donation boxes throughout the city, and depending on the type of business it is and what kind of clients you have, it's really funny because some businesses that are identical have far different, apparently a far different customer base, because we're in a couple of different banks and one bank always has money in the donation box and the other has nothing. So it's really a matter of finding out where we need to put our boxes to maximize the return that we get and get as many donations as we can. And we have some food bins and some signs that says, give hunger the boot, you can help donate here. So I'll come by and talk to you about that and we'll see what we can get put in your store.
Yeah, I would love to be a part of that and help the community any way possible. We want to definitely be involved in the community since it's such a tight-knit community here. So anything that we can do to help, I would definitely love to assist in any way.
Okay. Well, very good. I need to run. And
okay, well, listen,
thank you
so much, Dave. Ms. Collins, you have his number. He'll come out, assist you with this. But this is also a great way, and Dave as well. I'm sure you have people on your council that have children people who have children and, they some of the clothes they purchased only 3 months ago, now they're outgrown, and they have to purchase more. And also what we're going to do, and I know you have to run, but we'll get into this level, but keep in touch with Dave Emanuel and Ms. Collins if you have a question or need assistance in Snellville. Dave is the first person I call. After I pray to Jesus, then I call Dave.
Okay, well, you guys all have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much,
Sounds
Dave.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Okay. Now, what we have is I want to give Ms. Trisha Bailey?
Yes.
Okay, now,
yes,
listen, watch this, Ms. Collins, watch this. You know how Wonder Woman used to do, when she spun around and changed in her outfit? Trisha Bailey is getting ready to do the spin, like the Michael Jackson spin, and turn into the Lookout Lady. Can you talk a little bit about the Lookout Lady and why you might be such a great attraction to kids, to come out and see a superhero in action? Trisha.
Well, Tom, the Lookout Lady started out as the Lookout Girl. At the age of 12, one of my cousins, my relatives, named me the Lookout Girl because I was always doing, odds and end jobs for everyone, watching out for, running to the store for people, braiding people's hair, just doing things for my family, and he named me the Lookout Girl. So as I got to be older, I said, I'm going to name myself the Lookout Lady, and that's how I became the Lookout Lady. So what I do is I basically go to I talk to the schools, I go to different churches, and I talk to the young children about, no texting and driving. I also talk about no bullying, and the kids really like that. When I walk in with my my costume on, it's all gold and black and gold, and they're like, wow, they call me the Golden Lady. But there's a lot of fun. I read to them. Yeah, I've read to them before, and we play games, and it's just a lot of fun, and I interact with them. And I get them to talk about, things that are happening in their lives, like no bullying. And I asked the class one time when I went to a school, and I asked them, okay, who in here has been bullied before, know someone who has been bullied? And every last one of them raised their hand. And at the end of the, at the end of the class, we had a lot of kids who were able to open up to us as we were talking to them about it. So that's the things I like to do with the kids as far as with Lookout Lady, to interact with kids, to get them to talk about their feelings to get them to talk about bothering them, especially with bullying. So those are some of the things that Lookout Lady does too. And also a motivational speaker. And, of course, you know, Tom, you know I'm a fitness instructor and also a hairstylist. So I do quite a few things. So I'm looking out for safety. I'm looking out for your health. I'm looking out for self-image, that kind of thing. So those are all the things that the Lookout Lady does. So if you want to hire me for parties or for grand openings, festivals, those are the kind of things that the Lookout Lady is concerned about.
And LaMonique, Mrs. Collins, you know, in clothing, and obviously childhood is something, and I guess what I was telling you, Tricia, that yesterday, I said, you know, the youth is wasted on the young, and that's because, you know, we get wiser when we get older, but we can't move no more. But most importantly is talking about school bullying. It doesn't matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're black, you're white, long nose, short nose, big nose, freckles or whatever. People won't talk about, you know, kids are going to, you know, give you a hard time. But that's just part of childhood. And another mm-hmm. part of that, which I think kid to kid maybe can help, is that people will be talking about, you know, your clothing, hand-me-downs and everything else. Can you talk briefly, Mrs. Collins, about the differences buying and selling clothes, you know, to individuals so these kids can go to school feeling like they do have new clothes, you know? And, I mean, they'll talk about you if you have Michael Jordans, or they'll talk about you if you have, you know, Target shoes. Ms. Collins, can you talk for like just 2 quick, you know, minutes on the buying process of clothes and what you're looking for this time of year?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I really love about Kid to Kid is that you can buy items that you would purchase in a department store for a fraction of the cost, whether they're gently used or new. We get new items in all the time. We order new items from different vendors because we get good deals on them. But then also people bring in their items that we buy from them. And we look for items that are in great condition, that are gently used or like new, that we're able to sell and put on the racks. And that if you're a shopper, you know, you come in and you get a good deal and you can go home and brag about the great deal that you got on, you know, some Jordans that would have cost $60 in the store. You can come to Kid and get them for under $20. So it's a great way to save money and to buy items at a fraction of the cost of which you would at a retail store. But also it's a way for you, you know, you turn around and all of a sudden you have a house full of just stuff. You know, it's a way for you to sell your stuff and, like I said, buy more stuff or, you know, have some money to put into your kid's piggy bank. But we're definitely looking for all seasons, all sizes. We take from size 0 all the way up to size 14. We look for shoes, equipment, baby gear. We also buy maternity items as well, books. So we buy a large variety of different items. We just ask that it's in great condition. If you check out our website at kidtokid.com/Snellville, there's videos and tips and tricks on the best way to bring your items in. We ask that they're freshly laundered, lay them in a bin, box, or basket, wipe them down, and just bring them in, and we'll give you the best offer that we can give you.
Okay, well, we're going to wipe out this show because it's perfect. I would love for you to give your contact information slowly again, your phone, your store phone number, and your if you're with you know, social media. Obviously, you gave your website, but can you do that real quickly?
Yep, absolutely. So we're a Kid to Kid Snellville. We're located at 2050 Scenic Highway, right in Snellville. Our store phone number is 678-292-6535. You can also visit our website at kidtokid.com/Snellville. We're also on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/ the letter K, the number 2, the letter K, and then Snellville spelled out. But give us a call at the store. Come on our website. Come on into the store, and we'll take good care of you.
Thank you so much. Let me get Lookout Lady. Are you still got your cape on?
Yes.
Yeah, can you give your contact information for, you know, and this
sure.
is something else, Ms. Collins, when you're talking to these individuals and these kids, it's summer break. It's going to be, you know, she does summer camp. She goes to, you know, Gwinnett County Parks and Recreations and whatnot. Lookout Lady, can you give your contact information?
Yes, sure. It is, I'm on Facebook, Trisha Bailey, also lookoutlady10@gmail.com, and the contact information is 404-441-0075.
All right. And now, for those of you who are listening to the show or merchants and those other owners of Kid to Kid who are looking for an ability to be on a national talk show and have articles written by Trisha, who am I?
The baddest man in radio.
Okay.
You
can contact me. You can befriend me
mafia.
On Facebook, and it's Tom. Live to see a better day. That's LIV as in victory, SEY. You can contact me 404-434-1170. And, we just want to, you know, welcome you to Snellville, Ms. Collins. I don't know if I have someone who's just listening or maybe want to say something. Let me see. I have 770-840. Do you have a question, comment, or remark for my guest host today? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? With whom am I speaking with?
My name is Marie Hart.
Marie, oh, this is one of the snail. Ooh, wee. This is a power players, you know. Hillary Clinton better be watching out, and thank God she's not running for president. What do you think about the idea of Kid to Kid? And I know you've been around, and you probably have, you know, children who maybe have children or family members who might need to, you know, save a little money and clothe the kids. What do you think about this idea?
I love it, and I can't wait to tell my daughter about it. She has a 3-year-old little girl, and trust me, she will be excited about this.
Ms. Collins, you better take care of Ms. Marie when she comes in there. And all you got to do is say you want your Our Town discount, and that might just be an extra tissue roll. But worker for what it's worth. But for anyone else who's in need of marketing, thank you so much, Marie, for listening on the show. Thank you so much, Ms. Collins. I know you're going through issues with your family member. But what we do in Snellville, isn't that right, Marie? We circle the wagons,
yes.
Don't we?
Yes.
We circle the wagons, and we take care of our own, and we try to help each other. And we're not, listen, we all have to do our part, whatever the part is. We learn how to fall in when we fit in. So welcome to Snellville, LaMonique Collins, Kid to Kid, and please support her as she support us and our children. Thank you so much. Ms. Collins, you want to say anything else before we end?
No, I think that's a great idea, Tom. We can have an Our Town discount. I love it. You're always full of great ideas. And, again, I just want to thank you for taking the time today and putting Kid to Kid and Snellville on the map. And I just and Ms. Bailey, to you too, I just really appreciate your partnership. And let's help the kids here in Snellville and help the community.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to be number one in Snellville, which is the number one city in Gwinnett County. So thank you all for listening. I do want you to come back, Ms. Collins. Maybe we do a May, you know, issue, so as the season changes, summer, then it's going to be back to school, it's going to be fall, it's going to be winter. So all of these things and items, before you go and start to shop, stop first at Kid to Kid in Snellville. One love, everyone.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Mama said it's okay.
You know what she told me? My mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. I counted people at a bed for the night, and it was okay. Mama told us we were good kids, and daddy told us never listen to the one. Boy, the nasty fingers is making fun.
Kid to Kid. One love, everyone.